Bienvenidos oyentes de Radio Sefarad a una nueva edición de Broadway a la Gran Vía. Todos aquellos que el miércoles de la semana pasada pincharon en esta sección descubrieron el primer acto del musical Bye Bye Birdie, una obra compuesta por Michael Stewart, Lee Adams y Charles Strauss, que además satiriza la sociedad americana de finales de los 50, en concreto el fenómeno mediático de Elvis Presley y su ingreso en el ejército. Aquí el protagonista es el cantante Conrad Birdie, y ante su inminente marcha a las Fuerzas Armadas, su representante, Albert Peterson, piensa un plan para vender su último single. La adolescente Kim McAfee es premiada con un beso del cantante en directo en el show de Ed Sullivan. Bueno, este premio no es del gusto de todos. Primero para Hugo, el novio de Kim, quien se muere de celos, y luego para Harry, el padre de la niña, quien no está convencido con este show mediático. Todos juntos acuden al plató de televisión y el momento del beso se arruina cuando Hugo aparece de improviso y golpea en directo al cantante Conrad Birdie. En el show de Ed Sullivan piensan volver a grabar el momento del beso, pero ni Kim ni Rosie, la pareja del representante Albert Peterson, deciden abandonar a sus respectivos novios preguntándose qué han podido ver en ellos.
Eight years, that's how long I've wasted on him. That's all I'm through. Albert dear, to put it sweetly, to hell with you. What did I ever see in him? How did I ever get involved that way? Now that it's over, I can smile and say, what did I ever see in him? Boy, I was way out on a limb. Now that my feet are on the ground again, now that my senses have been found again, what did I ever see in him? Is he tender? No, he's not. Is he thoughtful? No, he's not. Am I crazy? What's he got that I found so damned appealing? What did he ever do for me? Well, to be honest, he was sometimes nice, but still it wasn't worth that awful price. It was rough from the start. Broken dates, broken nails, broken hearts. How did I ever, why did I ever, what did I ever? Do we need them? No, we don't. Do we want them? No, we don't.
Will we leave them?
No, we won't. Tell me, what did I say that for? What did we ever see in them? How could we ever think that they were nice? Take it from us, we paid an awful price. It was rough from the start. Broken dates, broken nails, broken hearts. What did we ever see in him?
Por su parte, Conrad, que ha vivido un colapso sobre el escenario después de ser golpeado, decide que quiere pegarse una buena fiesta en su última noche como civil. Así que anima a todos los jóvenes presentes en el plató a seguirle de fiesta.
There are chicks just right for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Man, those chicks don't know what they're missing. I got a lot of living to do. Sizzling steaks all ready for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is wasting. I got a lot of living to do.
There are men of 19 or 20 who are suave and reckless and true. Older men who'll give a girl plenty.
To play, places to go, people to see, everything for you and me. Crazy clothes and motorboat races. Someone nice to cuddle up to. Broadway lights and wide open spaces. There's such a lot of living to do. Lots of dates and no one to scold you. A loop-de-loop and laugh at the view. Moonlight swim and someone to hold you. Yeah, we got a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, people to see. Everything for you and me.
Cuando los padres de Kim descubren que su hija ha abandonado el programa de televisión, lamentan lo desobedientes que son los jóvenes de hoy.
Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say. Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful oafs. Noisy, crazy, sloppy, lazy loafers. And while we're on the subject, kids, you can talk and talk till your face is blue. Kids, but they still do just what they want to do. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today? I don't mind the moonlight swims, it's the loop that hurts. Kids! Why don't they put them in the army earlier, say about 11? Kids! I didn't know what puberty was till I was almost past it. Kids! They are just impossible to control. Kids! With their awful clothes and their rock and roll. Why can't they dance like we did? What's wrong with Sammy Kay? What's the matter with kids today?
Rosie no quiere saber nada de Albert. Este la llama por teléfono insistentemente, pero ella, que quiere olvidarlo cuanto antes, entra en una fiesta privada y comienza a flirtear con todos los hombres que encuentra. Albert y Hugo la encuentran y finalmente la rescatan.
Talk to me, baby, won't you talk to me? I don't care what you say, baby, talk to me. Must you be, oh, so far away from me? It seems all wrong this way. Talk to me. And if you miss me, tell me so. Are you lonely? Tell me so. Say you love me. Tell me so, honey. Let me know. Talk to me till I press you close to me. Then you'll see we won't have to talk at all. I don't care what you say, talk to me.
Oh, you lose it, ain't gonna hurt. And if you miss me, are you lonely? Let me
Mientras, los padres de los adolescentes que han acompañado a Conrad a la fiesta se indignan y van en busca de sus hijos. Hugo señala la discoteca Ice House como el probable lugar en el que se encuentran. Y allí van todos los padres junto a la policía y detienen a Conrad. El cantante se defiende diciendo que no ha hecho nada malo, pero Kim asegura que Conrad le ha intimidado para alegría de Hugo.
So you'll be old enough to be
kids with their awful clothes and their rock and roll
teenage delinquents.
Why can't they be like you were, perfect in every way?
What's the matter with kids too?
Kids, what the devil's wrong with these kids today?
Kids, who can get us in the world out that way?
Why can't they be like you were, perfect in every way?
What's the matter with kids?
Por otro lado, Rosie hace las paces con Albert.
I'm just a Spanish tamale according to May. Right off the boat from the tropics far, far away. Which is kind of funny, since where I come from is Pittsburgh, PA. Spanish. Okay, May, I'll be Spanish. Right after I've married Alberto. I'll be the toast of Chichi Castanango, and all day long my castanets will click. I'll hide behind my fan and do the tango. I'll be so Spanish it will make you sick. I'll eat the tacos and the enchilada. I'll drink tequila till I feel no pain. The only song I'll sing will be Grandmother. I'll be more Espanol than Abby Lane. La cuca, racha. So call me the wild Spanish rose, the craziest flower that grows. I'll kick up my heels and see how it feels to be sultry Spanish rose.
Mi name Bessie Me Mucho, sister of Spanish beauty, que será? You like me, yes, no, maybe, Yeah. Americano, let me give you a bit of advice. To cross Spanish roads is it wise? Your match you have found, so don't mess around. Her heart, she is cool like ice. With Albert, I will dance to the bolero. We'll cha-cha in the nicest honky-tonks. He'll wear the cutest mustache and sombrero. My handsome Latin lover from the Bronx. So, now that you've met Spanish Rose, you'll never forget Spanish Rose. She'll taunt you, she'll tame you, but what man would blame you for worshipping Spanish Rose? Not Danish, not British, not Swedish, not Yiddish, but Spanish Rose.
Bueno, y al final Albert consigue sacar a Conrad de la cárcel. Para sacarlo del pueblo lo viste de mujer mayor, la única manera que tiene, porque en el pueblo ya está todo el mundo indignado con él y prácticamente lo quieren matar. Y por último, Albert y Rosie se van a vivir a un pequeño pueblo en el que Albert será el profesor, como Rosie le había pedido, por favor, un trabajo de profesor y no más representantes de cantantes de éxito. Albert cede, trabajará como profesor de inglés y bueno, el musical termina aquí, con Albert y Rosie declarándose su amor mutuo. Nada más, la semana que viene continuaremos con otro musical. Espero que les haya gustado Bye Bye Birdie.
I confess that nothing left me colder. I could watch a daisy for hours, and all I'd feel was several hours older. Lilacs or lilies, any bloom you please. All that they did was make me shrug or sneeze. But now I love each blossom that I see, for a lovely little rose loves me. Now my life is rosy, since I found my Rosie. With a girl like Rosie, how could I be blue? Hand in hand we'll mosey, me and little Rosie. We will be so cozy by a fire built for two. Oh, I once heard a poem that goes, a rose is a rose is a rose. Well, I don't agree, take it from me. There's one rose sweeter than any that grows, and that's my Rosie. I'm so glad you chose me. Life is one sweet, beautiful song to me. Now my life is rosy.
Oh, we'll be happy, I know.
Since I found my Rosie.
Off to the preacher we'll go.
With a girl like Rosie.
So how could we be?
How could I be blue?
Oh, we'll have us a home out west. A nice little split level nest. And in every room, roses in bloom.
But there's one rose sweeter than all of the rest, and that's my Rosie.
I'm so glad you chose me.
Life is one sweet, beautiful song. When love is right,
then what could be wrong? Life is one sweet, beautiful song to me.